Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Hurricane Sally made landfall early this morning in Gulf Shores, Alabama, as a Category 2 storm with 105-mile-an-hour maximum sustained winds. It was downgraded to a tropical storm this afternoon. Sally's winds have dropped to 75 miles an hour with its center over the western Florida panhandle. Forecasters say that life-threatening flash flooding is occurring there and will spread east into Georgia and the Carolinas tomorrow before the storm finally departs into the Atlantic Ocean on Friday. More than 13,000 Floridians have died from COVID-19. The state passed that grim milestone today. More than 2,300 Floridians tested positive for coronavirus, and hospitalizations increased by 200 over the last day. Some South Florida school districts have not reopened to in-person instruction because of the coronavirus pandemic. A recent poll commissioned by the Broward Teachers Union found that more than two-thirds of Broward County voters want schools to reopen only when the safety of students and teachers can be guaranteed. Jessica Bakeman reports teachers' union leaders in South Florida announced today that those schools are not ready to bring students back.
The teachers' union presidents in Florida's two largest school districts say their members' lives are at risk. Both Miami-Dade and Broward County school districts are considering resuming in-person classes by early next month. The unions say they're not satisfied that class sizes will be small enough to allow for social distancing, that classrooms will be outfitted with enough soap and hand sanitizer, or that the air filtration in schools will be good enough to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. United Teachers of Dade President Carla Hernandez-Matz asked teachers and others who support them to sound off on social media with the hashtag SafeSchoolsSFL, which stands for Safe Schools South Florida. I'm Jessica Bakeman.
This week, Florida officials let bars serve alcohol again, but Blaise Ganey reports for many Florida establishments, it wasn't much of a change. Many bars have been using a workaround that allowed them to operate as restaurants.
After a statewide shutdown, bars were allowed to reopen early in June, but that didn't last long. State officials said too many people were gathering in large groups and weren't following social distancing guidelines. They limited bars to serving alcohol only for off-premise consumption. Then officials made another change.
You had to have a food service license, and you had to serve or offer food with every transaction, whether they took it or not. Just food had to be available.
Byron Burroughs, founder of Proof Brewing Company, says his business already had a restaurant open. That means he didn't have to close, but he was careful to make sure everyone followed the safety guidelines. Marjorie McKeown, the owner of the Blue Tavern, was in a different boat. She decided to shut down.
We closed about a day or two before the state mandated the closure, but I have to admit I did not think it would be this long.
The Blue Tavern has been closed since March. McKeown says she's thinking of going back to outdoor-only seating.
Maybe we're going back to the old days of a juke joint, of having it outdoors, a limited size, one or two days a week.
She says she wants to make sure everyone is safe.
They have like 1,000 square feet, and it's very, very high ceilings, but there's only, two doors. The ventilation is perfectly fine. Non-COVID days, it's great. But it's just for right now, all the studies say it's much better to be outdoors.
McKeown agrees operating with only allowing 50% capacity or outdoor seating only in limited hours isn't sustainable, but she says she's crossing her fingers it will get her through until things start getting more normal. For Burroughs at Proof, while he's been open majority of the time in some capacity, he hopes the opening of all bars will bring in more revenue.
From a distribution standpoint, hopefully that will allow people to begin, purchasing our beer on draft.
Burroughs says patrons of bars must take safety precautions similar to restaurants to make sure they aren't spreading COVID-19. He plans to limit capacity at his bar below the allowed 50% to make sure there's plenty of space between people. I'm Blaise Ganey.
A South Florida sheriff's deputy who was fired for his inaction during the Marjory Stoneman Douglas school shooting has been reinstated with back pay by an arbitrator. The arbitrator ruled this week that the Broward County Sheriff Gregory Tony acted 13 days too late when he fired Deputy Josh Stumbau last year. State law says discipline against law enforcement officers must happen within 180 days of an investigation's completion. Investigators say Stumbau got out of his truck, put on a bulletproof vest, and took cover for 5 minutes after hearing shots. He then drove away. Here's the weather tonight: cloudy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Tomorrow, windy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on the WMNF app, and on WMNF.org.